We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
We here!
Woo! Hey, everybody. Welcome back to episode number 2 of the Real Football Podcast, season two, episode two.
There you go.
Sorry about that. Welcome back, everybody. Sorry for that 1 week hiatus. We had a little bit of a...
Antoine sold.
Whoa.
It's actually my fault, but we'll leave it at that. Okay. Anyways, guys, we're so happy to be back together. So happy to bring you back a new episode of the Real Football Podcast.
Whoa.
But today, you know, we discussed, we talked about, we conversated, and we decided we are leaving it all to Blake because Blake is feeling fiery. He is ready to go off. He knows what we're talking about today. I don't. So without further ado,
go on, Blake.
Can I ask for Blake to take it
away?
Yeah,
go on. Go on.
Yeah, so we talked a lot, and I think the main thing of this podcast was talking about football, right? And we just wanted to describe maybe some games and also what happened in those games, and that was like the whole vibe of this episode.
So like a normal episode.
Yeah. I feel that.
No, I mean, where should we even start? There's a lot that happened since we last podcasted, so we can
start. It's felt
like forever. It has felt like forever. Do you want to start with Champions League?
Oh my God, there's Champions League. Yeah.
We can start with it.
Let's start.
So we watched it, or at least Miles and I watched it in class. There's the Arsenal game against PSV on at the same time as United against Bayern.
Wow. It was funny. I was watching on my phone on where I was working, and one of the other guys was an Arsenal fan, or he's a United fan too, and every so often, like after I do something and I go check with him, and his face just loses hope every single time, but then he gains it and then loses it, and yeah, it was a tough run for United fans.
I didn't realize how many footy fans we have in that class too.
Is there a lot?
Yeah. There's Linus and that whole crew. Like, they're all watching the games.
Mm.
Shout out Linus.
Shout out Linus, I guess, yeah. I guess we're name-dropping, but...
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Anyway. no, yeah, I think... Let's start with Arsenal. We always start with Arsenal, so let's continue it. What a performance. Like, it could have gone really wrong, because we played against PSV in the Europa League last year, no?
Oh, yeah, Cody Gakpo went off against you guys.
Who knocked us out?
No, you
that was Sporting, but you played them in the group stages.
We played them in the group stages, mm-hmm. Right. It could have gone wrong. It could have been one of those moments where the moment was too big for the players. A lot of debuts, like more than half the team was debuting, and they all looked great. Like everyone put in at least an 8 out of 10. Clean sheet for Raya. I was disappointed that Ramsdale didn't get the call. I think even just as a, like he deserved to get it, more of, doesn't matter who's better, I think he deserved to, just from where he's done for the team, but the performance was great. Arteta got it right this time.
You need to get it right. And I'm so excited to have that goalkeeper conversation with you throughout the season, Blake.
Yeah, it's
going to be a fun one.
Definitely. Like, we went through a similar thing at United a few years ago with De Gea and Dean Henderson, mm-hmm. and it was an absolute disaster. But it seems like they're actually getting along there at Arsenal.
Yeah, I feel like it was even easier with De Gea and Henderson. De Gea's still obviously the number one. I know he was really bad during that time, so that's why it made it a little more competitive, but these two keepers are very close in ability. In my opinion, I think Ramsdale may have more of a mistake in him than Raya, but at the same time, I think Ramsdale has been there in the bigger games more. I know it's only one season, a season and a half more, but he's more accustomed to being against a Liverpool at home and winning 3-2. Like, he's experienced that. Raya, on the other hand, which again, we saw on the weekend, I thought he was a little shaky. I don't think he was at fault for any of the goals, but I thought he was a little shaky. And this was like the biggest game he's played. This was bigger than the United game because it was Tottenham, right?
Yeah,
he looked fair. Looked a little shaky. And what happened? We didn't win. There was a lot of other factors to why we didn't win. So many more, which we'll get into. But you can't just, once one makes a mistake, how are you just going to go to the next goalie? Mm-hmm. That's not how that works. That's going to completely kill the other person.
Shouldn't be, yeah.
Confidence, psychology is just going to go down the drain. So my question is, how is Arteta going to handle this? I think Ramsdale has to play soon, but you're going to give him Brentford in the Carabao Cup? Like, just play Carl Hein at that point. Like, I don't think he wants to play in that, but I don't know. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, no, fair. Arsenal impressed me with their performance. The goalkeeper thing shouldn't be what we're talking about, because ultimately there's just so many positives to talk about with Arsenal, right? It's like, there just is, man. Like, you're giving me that smile. Like, it hurts me to say, but not as much because, well, I've just been getting used to say it over the last year, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair.
That pains him to do that.
It does
pain me to say, especially since United are so bad too. Well, and we'll get to that. But for Arsenal, I thought you played really well against PSV last week. It hurt to watch at the same time as United getting crushed.
Yeah.
And then I think besides some of the mistakes that you made at the weekend, you ultimately played well against Spurs.
Yeah. I think it's I think it's more of a panic situation that I've seen some fans go through. Is more of a, we have such high expectations now, but when you take a step back, we have 14 points from a possible 18, which is not bad at all, and we played two Big Six teams, so you really can't complain that much.
Question for you, Blake.
Yep.
Your next five league games.
Oh, gosh.
Bournemouth, Man City, Chelsea, Sheffield, Newcastle. How many points are you getting?
How many points would I accept, or how many points do I think we're going to get?
Give me both.
I would accept 12.
I have a possible 15.
Yes. That's the form we have to be on, though.
So you really get, so you beat everyone but lose the City.
Something like that.
Okay.
I think we'll probably get 10. By the way we're playing and the injuries we have right now, Arteta's stubbornness and his lack of want to sub off Nketiah, I don't see how this team excels in the Premier League. I think the Champions League, if we're going to win a trophy, it sounds stupid to say, I think that might be our trophy to go for this season. Because I told you I wanted Premier League or Champions League for Arsenal. The Premier League is, City's still unbeaten. Like, they don't look, every time I think they're going to lose, they just somehow, Haaland scores 4 goals or whatever. I think if there's this competition that Arsenal can shine in this season, which sounds crazy to say, it is the Champions League, because there's less outside factors they're focusing on. Like, they're not focusing on City. They're just focusing on who they're up against and how to get past them. And I think that is what messed them up last year, is they got really in their heads about whatever and they started performing not as well in the league. So, I don't know.
I think over two legs it's going to be different, though. Like, right now you're focusing on your next opponent and in the group stages.
Mm-hmm.
But, we know Arteta's a big overthinker. So over two legs, I'm excited to see like what it's gonna look like, because he might like boss the first game and then absolutely overthink like Pep was doing back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Pep Guardiola is the greatest manager, maybe the greatest manager the Premier League's ever seen, and he overthinks sometimes.
Yeah,
Arteta's the B-Tech Guardiola. Imagine how much he's gonna overthink.
Yeah, yeah, and that's been his issue. Even
so, for now, I feel like you guys can get 18 points for sure out of your group, 100%. I think. It's very doable, especially with the teams you have.
Yeah.
But going into the knockout rounds, where it's home and away, scores tally up, you have to go to some big grounds, because right now let's be honest, Lens Sevilla. It's not.
Hey, RC Lens, bro.
I actually, if I were you, I'd actually wish you were put in a harder group.
Me too.
Like, in a way, this sounds a little delusional to me, but when we pulled Bayern, I was content with it.
Yeah.
Obviously, Bayern's a hard game. Going to the Allianz isn't easy, as we saw. But it's a big game that gets you ready for the knockout stages against the big teams that you want in a beating, right?
You get a sense of where you're at.
Exactly.
So I think that's really smart of you to say. But I don't know. Like, do you think... I know you said the two legs is different, but do you think I'm off basis with that? Like, it just seems like
I'm just scared that you're going to get way too hype over your results in the group stage. You're going to get hit with a big reality check once knockout stage hits.
And you're definitely not wrong. That could totally happen. But even just looking at the state of the league right now, Liverpool's in second. They've won every game, then they've only drawn once. Tottenham's now on the up. there's us. United's going to bounce back. Whatever this is happening, everyone's freaking out about United. They had a bad start last season, too, and they finished third.
And we got a huge injury crisis.
Huge injury crisis. Newcastle still exists. Brighton still exists. Chelsea is not going to... I would be shocked if they finished... Actually, they might finish eighth, but like they're going to win games eventually.
Yeah.
And I haven't even mentioned one team. What team? Man City. I didn't even talk about Man City. Mm. So that's... I just named like 7, 8, 9 teams that could potentially fight for a top 7 places. Every game isn't just an easy... There's no easy game in the Premier League. That's obvious. But I just think if Arsenal is to really, really try for something and have their best chance at a trophy, a major trophy, it's the Champions League.
Mm.
But anyway.
It would have to be like undivided attention from Arteta on one of the two. Because if he's like 50-50, like a little bit of rotation, I feel like either he has to go all out on the Prem or all out on Champions League or else it's going to be the downfall for both of them.
He's got to rotate, though. You can't do that. You have to focus on both because we're capable of winning both. I said it.
But if you put 80% effort into both, then it's a high probability
teams
you'll lose
do
both.
It though and win. And we're not equipped to do that yet. We don't have the depth and we don't have the experience. I understand that. But if we get to January, the group stage doesn't start till February usually.
Yeah,
or not the group stage, Valentine's the Day. Knockout. Yeah. If we get to February and we're in fourth place, we're not gonna bun off the league. But do you not think our
rotate a bit in the league? You focus on the Champions
our priority
league.
Is going to shift a little bit. If we're 5 points ahead in the league by Christmas, like we were last season or whatever the hell it was, look, we're going to focus on the league. Like that's the one to win. It doesn't matter what. But anyway, that was a lot of Arsenal talk. Let's move on. Let's go to PSG.
Let's go to PSG.
And then we'll go back to United and because we kind of talked about it.
There is a lot of talk.
Yeah,
but you take your time on PSG.
I've been critical of PSG, and I'm not convinced yet.
I've been looking forward to this debate.
I'm not convinced yet.
So and we're talking about strictly Champions League.
No. Just do the whole thing. That's kind of what we did. Just the whole thing. I've been critical, but I want.
Can we get an update on PSG since we were last in the studio?
Since we were last in the studio, they've lost 3-2 to Nice at home.
Oh, Antoine, bad. Antoine, man.
Laura started.
That was 2-0 win to Dortmund at home.
Which is
that
good.
Was good.
Which is good.
That was a really good performance.
A 4-0 win yesterday at home.
Against who? Mm-hmm.
Against Marseille.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It was
against Marseille.
Yes, bro.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know how it's good? I saw him post on his story about it.
Adios
when
mio,
have
yeah.
you ever seen Antoine post on a story about PSG with hearts too? Ooh. I was like, this guy's over the moon.
No, it was like a crying of joy emoji.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Okay, so maybe, but explain to me, what's so different about this system and the players and why is it working so well?
I feel like I said it a little, I was touching on it a little bit last episode. It's more of less individualities, more of a team thing. There's more spirit, there's more hunger. Every player wants to fight. Every player is bleeding for the kit, and it doesn't really matter that I mean Luis Enrique is a big help in what he's doing, but I feel like even I don't want to say without him we would be doing the same thing, but definitely the core of players has changed and the mentality of the club has changed in general. Our owner Khelaifi Al Khelaifi, he was doing an interview and he was saying that the Champions League isn't an obsession anymore because back like before past years it was an obsession, like he wanted to win it, like a one-year super team to win the Champions League, to say that we have a Champions League. So he finally admitted that it's not an obsession anymore and it's more of a process. He wants to show that PSG is a true team that plays real football, that doesn't sack their managers one year and move to a next project the next. It's a process, and he also highlighted that he wanted to show he wanted to better like French football reputation, right? So he wanted to represent French football in a way that right now you think of French football, you think of the French national team, which are really good, and a farmers league
money and yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
right. So he wants that to change, and so, in his mindset. Changing that would have to be a whole process over like 6, 7, 8 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Where the team would have to play attractive football to attract new fans and finally change the stigma that PSG is a good team and not just buying expensive players for no reason.
So would you say then that it's an in-house higher up change. It's not something.
Well, the staff itself at the top of the club has stayed the same. We've had, well, Campos before it was Leonardo, now it's Campos. But I feel like after last year's loss, I don't want to say a revelation, but something,
there's a change in mentality.
Happened.
There's
something
a change
happened.
In mentality.
They're like, yeah, we can't do this in a year. That's not how football works. We can't just sign superstars and problems are going to be fixed. It's a process.
That's what he said last week, and you didn't believe him. I don't know why you're making that face now.
Because I'm getting it now.
Because you're getting it now. When he realizes that we beat Marseille, that's when he gets
it. I'm getting it now. Do you want to know why I'm getting it now? Do you want to know what this sounds like to me?
Arsenal.
I'm getting it now.
There you go.
I texted the group chat when Chelsea were losing to Aston Villa. Let me read what I was saying.
That it reminds you of PSG
believe.
In the last few years, correct?
Yeah, I was saying.
Which I also don't agree. That I didn't agree with
you
that
You didn't
at all.
Agree with that?
Because PSG signed superstars. They're signing 15-year-olds that no one knows.
But they're spending big money.
Signing Moise Caicedo for £115 million.
But that's not a superstar. They signed Messi and Mbappe.
It's
and
superstar money.
No, but it's not superstars.
So
it's completely different.
What's happening at Chelsea right now is an exact replica of what happened at PSG for the past 6 to 7 years. Sign superstars and get no real results.
Because Chelsea's actually trying to build for the future. Like, they're signing superstars, but they're signing like 19-year-old superstars. Like, you signed Mbappe, you signed
when you give a
Neymar,
player,
you got Messi, you got like Donnarumma. Like, you didn't just sign random people for a lot of money. Like,
I think what he means is that instead of building a team, Chelsea are just collecting individuals.
Oh yeah.
When like, you give a player a big contract with big money, the incentive to win kind of goes away, because he's already getting his paycheck. He doesn't really have any affiliation with the club, especially all these South American players that are joining Chelsea right now. They really have no ties to Chelsea whatsoever, compared to all the French players that PSG are signing that actually want to die for the club and play well for the club.
That video that you shared yesterday of Zain Emery, like leading the fans in
what
chant
a,
with the whole
oh
team
God,
and even
guy.
The ball and even the ball boys.
I need to order his jersey ASAP. He's so good.
He's what, like an
17 years old.
He's an 06, dog.
Is that
an 06.
Is that a one to watch?
100%. Dude. Like Bellingham level. And I'm not even joking.
Yo, like, don't do that to me. Like, it's just not.
But he was starting in the Champions League last year against Bayern. If he didn't have the talent, then he simply wouldn't be that guy.
All right. I'll let you have it. I'll let you have it for now.
Bellingham level is kind of crazy.
It's not.
Who?
But
Emery or Adingra? Which one?
Emery all day.
I don't know, man. Okay, so I'm getting behind this. Like, and the results are going to... Like, you might not win the league this season.
We will win the league this season.
They'll win the league
100%.
But is
and I think we'll blow the league out. Like,
is it a
like last year it was close. This year,
we're gone. Because who's challenging them for the league this year?
Well, it's... I don't know. It's Farmer Joe from across the pond. Like, I don't...
He pulls it out every week.
How RC Lens is in the Champions League. Like, let's be so for real. What is an RC
Lens?
And
they drew to Sevilla.
Excusez-moi, mon frère. Je voudrais la baguette, s'il vous plaît.
There you go. Thank you, Miles,
exactly.
for his input. I loved that. Look, is the Dutch League and the Portuguese League more competitive than the French League? Probably.
Wait, repeat that. Is the what?
Is the Dutch League and the Portuguese League more competitive?
No.
Than the... The Portuguese league, no, but the Dutch league,
no,
maybe.
The Portuguese league, maybe. The Dutch league, no. The Dutch league? I thought you were talking about the German league.
No. The Dutch one.
The German league, the French league blows the German league out of the water.
I don't.
I promise you.
I don't.
It's better, but it doesn't blow it out the water.
I think the quality of team to team is better in Germany.
And I'm even willing to say, and I know I might sound crazy, but you guys don't watch actual French football. Like,
we don't.
I'm denying that.
I think that some of the bottom tier tables in League One
don't
would
do it.
Beat the likes of Sheffield.
Absolutely
Luton.
Not.
And Luton.
Absolutely not.
I genuinely
absolutely
firmly
not.
Believe that.
No.
I
no.
100%
no.
truly firmly believe
no.
that.
I don't believe that.
I
think like
that's
a Nantes or like a Toulouse can definitely beat Sheffield.
Their name is literally Toulouse, and you want them to beat a team and okay, I'm sorry.
That's what the dad jokes today.
Oh, Blake, man.
There's no way. You're telling me they're gonna go to You're telling me
this
Toulouse is going to go to Burnley and do a job?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I think they could. Brother,
this week, in all European
competitions, six French teams in all European competitions, none of them lost.
Burnley spent $100 million in the transfer window, man. They got talent.
Yeah, maybe not Burnley, but Sheffield Luton.
They're the
100%. Burnley maybe close.
Sheffield.
Okay, but Sheffield and Luton are also two of like the worst Premier League sides that we've seen in a good like few Sheffield, years. Like,
how did they still lose Premier 8 League. Nothing? They really lost 8 nothing this week.
I'm glad they didn't lose 7-0, or that would have been
at home.
That would have caused for some jokes, which
no. It was 8. No, it was 8.
No, I know, but I'm glad they didn't lose 7-0. Or else I would have seen some jokes on the timeline that...
About what?
United. Liverpool.
It's not about United always. It actually...
he's not getting
but
it.
I wish it wasn't about United all the time.
You know why it was actually... Because they scored 8 and they honored the player that died for their team. Sheffield had a women's that. Player that died and she wore number 8.
And they conceded 8. Smashed 8.
It's crazy.
So there's bigger things.
Big respect to Sheffield, man. Big respect.
But anyway, okay.
So yeah, I stand by my point though. Like, you think PSG's not gonna destroy Newcastle in 2 weeks at St. James's Park?
I don't. I really don't. No.
Okay.
I don't. Like, Sven Botman.
That'll be very interesting.
I don't know. Like, I don't know when your team. I said I understand the vision now. I don't know when your team became amazing because it's not.
Player for player. You want to do Newcastle PSG?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, Donnarumma. Even though he's
like bad, it's Donnarumma.
Donnarumma. Hakimi, Trippier.
It's Hakimi.
I promise
it's
you, Hakimi.
It's Hakimi.
Best right back in the world, no debate.
Oh, wow.
No debate. No debate.
Wow.
No debate.
Wan-Bissaka. No, I'm kidding.
Actually, you might be right.
No debate.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Because Trippier, best right back in the league last year. 100%.
Yeah. But I don't think Hakimi is doing...
Who do you think is the best right back in the world apart from...
Ben White?
I didn't say that. I was thinking it. No, I don't know.
There's exactly.
The era of fullbacks is actually not right now.
Yeah.
It's really not. That's Everyone's true. Just a midfielder or like a makeshift winger. Like,
well, what about Trent?
I don't think so. I think there are two different profiles for sure. Hakimi's not like a crazy passer.
Yeah, but still.
I genuinely think Hakimi's a better player.
Okay, whatever. Hakimi, okay, next.
Marquinhos, Skriniar, Sven Botman, and Cher.
I think one of them gets over Skriniar.
No, they just don't though.
I don't know. I think like
Champions League finalist last year.
I suppose.
Yeah, he does over Dan Burn or
Dan Burn. Denver's plays left back.
Compared to Lucas Hernandez. Easy, Lucas.
Yo, Denver might make it in there.
No, stop.
But yes, player for player. But we talked about this. It's not just only about the individuals like this.
And that's my whole point. That PSG is not about individuals and playing actual team games.
I understand that, but your team also just isn't that good individually, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter if we're good. First of all, we are good individually.
Well, you're decent.
They're
good individually.
We're great.
Okay, but would you rather your team be great individually but be shit?
Out of all the teams that won the league last year, City, Real Madrid, no, Barcelona. City,
so
Barcelona,
City number one.
No, just City, Barcelona, who Napoli, and then who's
Bayern?
Bayern. PSG are the worst out of those 5 teams.
I don't think so.
Yes, they are. It's not even a debate.
Like last year's team or this year's team?
No, and this year's team now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
This year's team? Do you think they're worse than Napoli?
I think so. I know Napoli's had a bad start. Napoli's had a rough start. Like, they've lost. They're not
doing
well.
You think PSG's the worst team out of the 5 winners last year?
Yep. Like, their team now? I think they're the worst.
I think we beat Barca.
That's great. That's insane. That's blasphemy.
No, it's not.
He said he's going to beat Barca. It's not. That's blasphemy.
You think Barca would beat us genuinely?
Yes.
I think they would.
What are you talking about?
I think they would.
What do you mean?
Are you out of your mind?
I think they would.
What have you done?
I think they would.
Antoine, you've never been delusional on this podcast, and you're actually making me angry now. What have you done to... What has PSG done to warrant themselves to beat
you,
Barcelona?
What have you watched?
Besides, what have
you watched? First of all, what have you watched to warrant that Barca would beat PSG? Have you watched one PSG game this season? Have you watched one Barca game this season?
No, I haven't.
Then don't talk.
Have you watched a Barca game this season?
Yes.
And
the last
one?
They were amazing in the Champions League last year.
Yes, I did watch that, actually. So then what warns them to not beat PSG?
Because PSG is the better team
but,
all around
but also,
right now
Antoine,
at the moment.
Antoine, but PSG have so much learning to do, man. In a year, they might be miles clear of Barcelona. But right now, this instant... That Barca team is forged under Xavi. Like, they're well ironed.
Yes.
Lewandowski's been there for over a year. Like, their core, a team is as good as their core, and their core has been together. their core has been together for a while, yeah, and they've proven to be quality. Your core is great too, but they're just getting reps in right now. They're on their first set.
You can't say that if you've not watched a game this season.
I watched you rip up Dortmund last week, and you guys were great.
If you think we were great against Dortmund, you should have seen how we played yesterday against Marseille.
Anyway, like, I don't understand what warrants this reaction that PSG is so amazing.
It's just, I don't think you understand. Like, the last time I seen...
He's about to cry.
He really is, too. He's last like emotional. He's like,
that I seen PSG play this good, and you guys are going to laugh because you guys don't think it's a great team, but it's Zlatan PSG.
Yeah.
Like, that, it's bringing back those vibes where I was actually believing.
And how did they do in the Champions League?
Okay, I knew you were going to bring that up, the remontada, but chill. Like, I think they would beat them in two legs as well.
Do you think they beat, like, Bayern?
Yeah. Oh. Bayern have less of a core than Barcelona.
Okay. No.
Antoine, I was on your side.
Yeah!
No, but listen, but I'm not on Blake's side either. He is underestimating them too much. Like,
probably.
I think you are too.
They're good too. I think you're... Okay, but you're... Antoine, and I'm going to remind you, last week, or 2 weeks ago, word for word, you said... It's that time of the season where
no, that's not what I said.
Time of the year where everyone is gelling, the team looks happy, you're playing well in the French league, and you have optimism.
Farmers League.
And then you say every single season, I know the core was worse, I know it was poison, whatever. But then you say every single season when we come to April, May, that comes crashing down, and all the optimism you have this time is gone.
But when I tell you that there is something different this year, you need to believe me. I've watched this team for my whole life. I've seen the exact same cycle repeat itself over and over and over and year after year after year after year. And I'm telling you that this year, it's different. It's not the same. It's different vibes.
This guy's sounding like a Leafs fan. It's crazy.
And I know that the squad still has a lot to learn, but... I feel they're mature enough to learn this like
on the fly?
Not on the fly, but relatively quick.
So they're winning the Champions League this year?
They could.
Antoine?
Y'all are going nowhere near the Champions League this year.
Okay, we'll see. I genuinely think they could.
With who?
They could, but...
Edekite or whatever his name is?
He doesn't even play. He doesn't see the field. He doesn't see the bench. He doesn't see the training field.
My point, you gassed him up the other day.
No, I didn't. Yes, he's shit. He's the reason we almost couldn't sign Colomwani, because he didn't want to fucking fuck off at the club. Just being honest.
Look, brother, maybe we are underestimating, but maybe. the fact you said you could win the Champions League this season is crazy. Like, there is a less than 1% chance y'all win the Champions
League. You think Arsenal has a better chance of winning?
1,000%.
Do you?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Like, you
I'll walk out right now.
Play for player. Arsenal PSG.
No.
Okay, good.
Donnarumma, easy.
No. Easy. Ramsdale's like better easy. Than Donnarumma.
Ramsdale didn't fucking start for your team. You think he'd start for PSG? No, never.
Ramsdale's better than Donnarumma.
No.
I promise you not. Donnarumma's sorry. What the fuck has Ramsdale accomplished ever in his career? A Euro Cup! At 19 years old.
Yeah, and he was terrible in it. He didn't play well.
Are you kidding me? He literally saved...
He was keeper of the tournament, man.
Almost player of the tournament.
No, sorry. Last season, he was terrible. And you know that he was terrible last season.
He was not terrible last season.
At least at the start, he was still bad.
Super young and clears your keeper.
Sure.
Hakimi.
Okay, Hakimi. Easy. Go. I take both my center backs over either one.
I am not taking Gabriel. Saliba, Marquinhos.
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Okay, sure. Three left PSG back? Players. Who's your left back? Zinchenko gets in.
Listen to me. Listen to me, and you're going to back me. Nuno Mendes clears Zinchenko.
Yep.
No, he does. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Zinchenko, okay, great.
Just wait until he comes back.
Okay, great.
No, Nuno Mendes.
Midfield, Rice let's go. And Ugarte, I'm sorry, I'm picking Ugarte. I'm picking Ugarte.
It's Rice, it's Odegaard, and like... What other like?
It's Rice. I'll give it to you. But it's gonna be Ugarte in 2 years.
Okay, 2 years.
It's Zaire Emery for sure.
Like, what?
Sorry, who even
over
is
Havertz?
That? Never heard of him before. What?
We wow. have we.
I you would play Havertz in the midfield.
I would take Partey, Rice,
oh,
and
so
Odegaard.
We're not going player for player then. You said go player for player.
Okay, play sure. Okay, sure. If you want to do it like that, but
okay.
But all those
is
people
that
can play in
doing?
That position though. Like,
you think Partey can play center mid fine? What?
Yeah.
Not as a
yes.
holding and
yeah,
still
yeah,
be
yeah,
creative.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah, he yeah. has. He has, and he can.
We've done Jorginho Partey before.
Yep. Yeah. Not well.
Fair.
But they have.
I like your midfield. I think all three are.
I think Zaire gets in.
That like that's insane.
I think he gets in.
That's insane though.
Okay, who's your midfield?
I told you.
Odegaard.
Rice, Partey, Odegaard.
Okay, fine. I'll give it to you. But I genuinely think Zaire could sneak in there.
And I'll give you this. Mbappe, I'll even give you Dembele
I'll
and
give
Saka.
You, I'll no. give you Mbappe.
I'll take Colomani instead of Dembele. Mm. Mbappe, Colomani, Saka.
Mm. Yeah.
So tally that up.
Yeah.
6 PSG players, 5 Arsenal players.
Is that with Donnarumma?
Yeah. Which exactly. Why did you question it? Because you know.
No. Just no. You don't even know who your best keeper is.
It's a good problem to have.
No, it's not.
Not in this debate,
no,
it's not.
No, it's not. I promise you it's not a good problem to have. We've had the exact same problem. It does not end well.
True.
But your team was rotten. We talked about this already. Like you're.
But it still fucks up the ego of the keepers. Or like the psychological...
Whatever
aspect,
look, psychology and that.
All I'm saying is, I think mm-hmm. you're way too high on this team, way too high, super high for a team that has proven nothing and is so had so much over turnover within the last year. For you to say you could win the Champions League is
like Antoine, you will get there, but already,
I just want to win the Champions League in this format, and it's the only year we can do it.
What do you mean this format?
It's changing.
Before,
oh, like the
yes. Because I'm scared that next year, it's not gonna mean as much.
Why?
Because
why
I don't know.
It's gonna be the same like when you get to the knockout stages.
Yeah, but it's just more games, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're gonna make it more dead.
Well.
That is true.
I guess.
So the Champions League in general might not hit the same
like,
on
I
match
feel like
day,
next,
but
I feel like the teams that win.
I haven't thought of that
starting
actually.
Next year. People won't like give the same credit.
I don't
know. No, they will.
I don't think so.
It's still a one time a year tournament where the best team in Europe wins.
Yeah. They just added a couple more.
Yeah. What? So it's like if PSG wins the Champions League, but they also end up playing Shakhtar, Sevilla, and Sporting in the group stage instead of the normal six,
okay,
then it's worth less? No. No.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just not ready for the new format.
Yeah.
I'm ready. Bring it on, man.
Yeah.
I think it's
getting
sick.
Yeah.
He needs it.
Is United ready, though? I don't know. So let's see what your thoughts on those lads
are. You guys a while.
God. Yeah, what is the update since we were last in the studio with United? We lost to Brighton 3-1, but we got absolutely spanked. 3-1 was a very generous scoreline. And then we lost... 4-3 against Bayern in the Champions League. Again, very generous scoreline. And then we barely beat Burnley.
Also,
mm.
Can we talk about Onana, please? You want to talk about goalies? You want to have a goalie issue? We're okay with how he's been so far?
He is shit.
He is not good.
He is, man. Just give him time. Listen, if he's still doing this in January, February, then yeah, we can have the conversation. But he's played 6 games.
Alisson, Ederson, Ramsdale, Raya.
Donnarumma.
No, just Prem. Donnarumma. But Donnarumma, Emi, Leno.
Ugarte.
So there's 7 keepers. Also, where's Hugo Lloris?
I don't know. I was actually thinking
about that. I was thinking about that.
Where the fuck is Hugo Lloris?
He's in, like...
Is he still on the team? He just doesn't play?
No, I don't think... I think he's gone.
He might be injured. No, he still plays.
That's 7. Who else?
Nick Pope? Last year with the
Nick
team.
Pope?
Dude, this is recency bias.
Is Nick Pope better than Onana?
Yeah.
Andre Onana was the best player on the field in the Champions League final last year. And now you're saying that Nick Pope is better than him.
What?
And you're saying Leno is better than him.
I do think Leno's better. I think the Leno hate needs to stop.
I think I don't think so.
I think Leno's a fifth-best keeper in the league still.
So. What, do you want a third keeper at Arsenal? Do you want him back, Blake?
I would Duh. Love him back. No, I would.
Wouldn't. Yes, I don't I think would. You understand how bad it is to have two very good keepers in one team.
Well, yeah, I know. But well, no, I don't. But anyway, United. Oh, no, no. Why? He's not good. Tell me why you think he is.
I think this is just recency bias. When David De Gea came into the team.
Talk to him about recency bias.
The fuck? I'm being realistic.
I haven't seen him this, like, sharp.
Sharp, yeah. He's yeah. very edgy. It's because I do that to people. I pick at them, and I keep going until... He said he's being realistic. What's realistic about... And I'm going to play this card, but you lose your two superstars, and I know they didn't gel. But your team arguably doesn't get better. It might get more chemistry, and it might become a better environment.
How does our team not get better from getting rid of the two most toxic players in our team?
That's what I'm saying.
That is getting better.
The quality of your team.
The form doesn't show it, though.
What? The form doesn't show that our team's getting better?
Look at your games with them and the games without them.
Our games without them right now are showing clearly that we're doing better than when we were with them.
What? Four... How many draws and how many wins?
Look, they might look. It might.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying. Like, if you look statistically, I get what you're saying because the gelling and the chemistry. But.
Also, last season we started the season poorly as well, so I'm just with them as well. Like, Neymar was balling out, but we were not getting results.
Yeah. I'm just excited if you guys finish like third. And then
in what reality would that happen?
Get knocked out in the round of 16.
I will say this is going to be an amazing listen to come back to, no matter what happens at the end of the season, to hear about the
true
the names.
Should I
players.
Do something if PSG win the Champions League? Like, I'll go bald or something. Because like,
dye your hair blonde.
Yeah, dye your hair blonde.
I could do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Choke on it.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. Back. Sorry. Back to
sadly
United.
Don't have it on the cameras.
If they do win the Champions League.
If they do.
Okay.
I guess I'm getting my hair dyed blonde.
You can...
Because he's realistic, though, guys. He's realistic. Okay. Sorry. I've never seen this from... This is... Maybe did you say drugs before this?
I was about to say, maybe he took some... Maybe he was talking to...
It's the commuting life. He has more time to, like, really, like, let his thoughts think out what he's going to say and go for blood.
I just don't see the vision. And you're right, I haven't watched as many games and you're correct.
But I don't think you'll ever see the vision. Like, you don't and it's not like an insult. Like, you don't watch enough games to see a vision in a club.
That's fair.
Like, you won't see the vision in Burnley.
Well,
actually, because it's the Prem. But you don't see the vision in Dortmund. You don't see the vision in Lazio.
But I know I don't watch, but there is I watched the Champions League game, and there is something to say about results, and you're getting the decent results right now. But at the same time, that's all that really matters, is the results. You can play as terrible as you want, and playing good football usually leads to good results, and you're actually playing fine football. That's not the issue either. But what matters is the results, and I don't think this team. Same with Arsenal. I don't think Arsenal is on that level as well, where they can just do what they do so well that they can just get the results. It doesn't matter. They're like City. They're not there yet. City's just going to like repeat, if we're honest with each other.
Oh, yeah.
What? You said no? Who?
I think...
It's Liverpool.
What?
Sorry. Finish your thought.
Liverpool's not... Okay.
Finish
sorry.
Your thought. Sorry. I think sorry to cut you off.
Champions League, Miles.
Mm. Oh, I'm. Okay, sorry.
There's more competition this year. So yeah, I feel like there's more competitive teams in Champions League than last year. I don't think there was much. With all due respect to the teams that were playing last year, I think every team has upgraded a notch.
Where do you think I agree, PSG ranks out of all of the teams in the Champions League? What out of like if we're not going by percentages, but like obviously City has the best chance to win. Where do they rank on that list?
Like, what do you like?
Where do they rank on that list? Like, are they fifth most likely?
Good question.
10th most likely.
Good question.
Because there's a really obvious answer, and it's
so City first.
Uh huh.
He wants to put them second. He wants to put them second. He does.
I dare you.
Beat is so for real. Oh my god, dude. This is the fact he's thinking is crazy. Oh, just god. Say any other team but them. It's okay. Oh my fucking god. There's no way.
Okay. He's not thinking of any other team. He's thinking, do I say it?
Yeah. Barca?
No.
You think Barca's
well, second? Well, he already said Bayern. Like, Bayern, I put it number two, but he's already said they'd be Bayern.
No, I'm just saying teams.
I think we'd be Bayern.
Well, what about Madrid?
That's what I was thinking.
Through what avenue do you beat Bayern?
Do you beat Arsenal?
I don't think we...
Oh, adios mio.
I'm not convinced we lose against Arsenal.
Hey, you can still draw.
So by process of elimination, what does that mean?
Give me a number. What are they... Say it. Just say it.
Third.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That is the most outrageous thing I've ever heard in my life. Third you're most like the, likely to win the Champions League.
You're literally the exact replica or perfect example of like a 4-3-3 commenter under every PSG post. No bad team, fake club, no oil, oil club. That's literally you.
I didn't say any of those things.
No, I know, but like the stigma that we're not going to win anything and that we're bad and all that.
You're not bad, but you're not ready to win a Champions League. You barely have an identity yet. Name the last team to win a Champions League without a real identity. Tottenham almost did it, but even then they had Potsball.
No, they did. They had an identity.
Yeah, they had Potsball, exactly.
Yeah.
So you don't even know what
Chelsea.
No, that was
Tuchel masterclass. That was Tuchel.
No, but
Look at him.
No, but
look at him.
No,
he's going against Tuchel. No. He's going against Tuchel.
Brother. No, so this is going against literally Tuchel. My point. So Tuchel came literally in January.
But by April, May, Enrique is going to make a stamp on the team. They'll have an identity by then.
Sure. Maybe that was a wrong thing to say. Not you going against Tuchel, though, is crazy.
I'm not going against Tuchel.
That's how much he loves this team, man.
I promise you. I'm not going against Tuchel. I'm just saying he came in January and they won the Champions League. So what does that say about identity?
Can we just go to...
That means that players can adopt a style of play very quickly.
What are the Champions League groups? Like, this is really frustrating.
We have the toughest one. We're going to finish with at least...
Let's go through the teams that
have... You're going to finish with at least how many? You're going to finish with how many?
12. I feel like that's realistic.
Let's go through all the teams that...
4 wins out of 6.
Are more likely to win the Champions League than Paris Saint-Germain. Bayern, yes. United, before the season started, maybe.
What?
No.
This race.
No. Arsenal, I'd say yes. Napoli and Real Madrid, yes.
What? Napoli?
Not Napoli.
Are you crazy?
Before the
Napoli.
Season. Yeah.
No, not Napoli. Come on now.
City?
Let's be
yes. Barca? Yes. That's 6. Inter? They were just there.
No.
And you know
lost
who
their best player.
Yeah, and drew to so
Milan?
No, I was going to say. Yeah, I said 12 points. So that's 4 wins
out
of 6.
12 points out of a possible, what, 16?
18.
18.
So that's 12. That's 4 wins. I think we could genuinely lose. And just because they play very high-pressure football to Newcastle.
But then don't you think
because we play
cost
a very,
you against
because we play a very high line? No, I'm just saying the games in the group stage that I'm most scared of is Newcastle. I'm not scared of Milan.
I think if or when you beat Newcastle, that's when you'll see the respect coming. Because that's just a sad reality. It's an English team.
Yeah.
Newcastle been doing so well. They're like the bee's knees in the Premier League right now. If they get spanked up.
It's crazy.
I know, I'm thinking of my dad.
That's crazy. No, he has me actively rooting against PSG.
I know, it's kind of crazy.
Crazy.
Like
a new side
I'm low-key excited. Like, I'm looking
like,
forward
I
to like
really,
looking at scores of PSG.
I want them to do bad now. Like, this is he's pissing me off. Like, I actually actively want them to not
happen,
do well.
Sorry.
But it will. Y'all are not what you think you are. I don't understand why you think you're so like esteemed in you're not. You never have been.
Whoa.
In the French league, yes. And you've been a staple in the Champions League, but
only team to have qualified in every knockout stage match since 2012.
And what is it? But who cares, Antoine? Who cares?
You haven't played the Champions League in 7 years.
And I know that. And this was the most
and
amazing.
And you think
moment.
You can win one right away?
You lost the best player in the world to ever grace this earth.
which was toxic.
And say he's toxic. Who was toxic and to the say company. He's motherfucking toxic. I don't care. He's the best player in the fucking world.
It doesn't matter. If he doesn't want, if he doesn't want to play for the club, if he shows no passion, it doesn't matter how good he is. It does not matter. He doesn't want to be there. He didn't want to be there.
I understand that. I'm sure when Lionel Messi steps on a pitch, maybe off the field and subconsciously, it messes with his mind. But when he steps on a pitch, he's going to give it his all because he's the best player to ever grace this earth. Shut up, Ronaldo fan. Shut up, PSG fan. Yes.
Dude, you saw it last year. He didn't. He straight up didn't.
You think he was playing the same caliber of football when he was in Argentina for the World Cup than PSG?
Yeah.
Even no Messi at 80% is something to be in love with. I don't think you all... I get it. This team is better for the future. This is the right way to go. Acting like you didn't have opportunities to win before and, like, because they were, like, super... Maybe last year was your worst the worst culmination of it, but the year before that, like, y'all had chances. And y'all, even before, with Zlatan, had the opportunity to win titles, to win the Champions League title, and you never did. And that's something to not forget about. Y'all have been one of the best teams in the world for, like you said, the last 10, 15 years. But it hasn't translated to the big one. And I don't see how this team right now, after all the changes, after all the youth, you have talent. You have young, hungry players, like you said, and I understand that. That doesn't correlate to a championship right now. Doesn't correlate to Champions League right now. Absolutely not.
Arsenal has a young and hungry squad with a good core.
With less Champions League experience.
Especially within the last years. Let me finish. You think they could win? Because based off what you just said, we could basically say the same thing with Arsenal.
I think they can, but they also have more experience as a team together than PSG does.
True.
But less experience on the biggest stage, which is arguably more important.
I disagree with that.
You disagree with that? You think a good team that has no Champions League experience does good in the Champions League right away?
I'm not saying that. You're saying that a team with a team that doesn't know each other as well doesn't have as much chemistry because they're all new to each other as a young core, but yet they've all had more experience in Champions League? No, I think it's important hammer down that chemistry first, and then you all work with it together.
Well, they know how to play. They know how to play on the biggest stage right away.
And the players by themselves, not as a team, though.
Does Harvey? He know how? Huh? Whatever his name is. What's Harvey. His name? What's his the guy you like? The center mid.
I call him Harvey.
What's his name?
I'm offended.
What's his name?
Zaire Emery.
Called him Harvey.
Bro, what? He has two names. Isn't it a
wonderful
Zaire
thing?
Zaire.
Either way. Harvey. Warren Zaire, whatever, Harvey.
He'll always be Harvey now. Anyways.
Does he know how to do it?
Yeah. He's played against Bayern in the quarterfinal of the Champions League.
So just the one...
Well, at least he's been on the stage.
Saka's been Euro final.
Okay, that's respectable. But
Gabby Jesus has done it for years. Never won it, but it's been there.
But it's a completely different format than the Champions League, the Euro.
No, but Gabby Jesus has done that.
Oh, yeah.
With Martinelli,
the only player
sure.
in the club.
Jorginho won it. I guess not won it, but he... did he win it with them? Yeah.
What?
Jorginho. He won
it. What?
The Champions League.
The Champions League, yes.
Yeah.
So did Havertz.
How he almost won the
Havertz won. Havertz somehow scored the game-winning goal in a Champions League final.
Okay, but...
You want to talk about experience?
But we're overestimating experience.
You
want to
talk about experience? Then I'll talk about experience.
Okay, but
that's what I'm saying. So don't overestimate experience when I can say Havertz and Jorginho,
just
who sold the game yesterday.
They just joined your squad. And which is the same point that you're making with me because they don't have the chemistry. Because they're new to the team.
I'm saying you're overestimating what this chemistry... No, and this experience. Like... Why do you think this team is so good when they're not? I don't understand.
Don't think they're good?
Like, they might not even win the league this season.
Whatever you say.
You put them in the Prem, they're getting like fifth. Nah, okay, they're getting like third. They're definitely not winning.
Because City's there. Which is why...
Arsenal's probably better.
And Liverpool.
I
Liverpool might be better.
I want Arsenal and PSG to play. Like, that actually be so sick.
No, I couldn't. No, that would I couldn't.
So
I
could. Sick.
I would.
I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of confidence from you, and that's good. You have to back your team, but I've never been one. I say outlandish things, but I've never been one to overestimate my team's worth. And you well, both know that. No.
Well,
no. When did I ever
overestimate your team's worth?
When did I ever say we were going to win the league last year? I never said that it was locked. I was literally always said we were going to lose. I knew we were going to lose.
It's true. He did say that.
I never once did I waver from that. Never once.
Okay, but you also say that Ramsdale's better than Onana.
That's players.
Also, I love how we just completely left the United talk. I love this.
Honestly, like, we can talk about it
nope.
if you want.
Okay. No, we don't.
This is interesting, though. This is a good debate.
Like, a good debate.
Antoine's trying to cook up. And it's good. We don't talk about PSG enough. We should, because this is...
Also, one thing you guys didn't discuss. Mm. Arteta versus Enrique. Who's better?
Mm.
Come on.
I don't even know Enrique's first name.
Luis.
Yeah.
And that shows your commitment to football.
No, Luis it doesn't. Enrique, it shows my commitment know. To French football.
Well, nah, he's to be fair, but he's been around.
Luis Enrique, you don't, what, so you're former me, so you're Portuguese the only manager? Or you're Spanish telling me, manager?
You're,
I can't remember.
You're telling me the only reason you know Luis Enrique is because he's managing PSG right now?
No, but I just don't know his first room. Name. Is it it's Luis Enrique.
Yes.
Okay.
Luis. Did you say Portuguese manager?
I can't remember.
You can't remember him winning 4 Champions League with Barca?
No, I can't actually.
That's fine.
Anyway, so we're just gonna.
Luis Enrique. Okay.
Antoine's been so hilarious today.
I'm just going into accolades here. Let's see.
Yeah, dude, it's not even comparable. Like, not even.
No,
comparable.
But what was his most recent job before PSG?
Spain.
Yeah. Okay. So nobody wanted to answer my question.
I mean, after you said Portugal, I kind of didn't
want to. Brother, they are in. One is spooning the other, okay? It's hard to remember.
That's crazy.
It's true.
Awards.
Anyways, let's keep it going here.
I can't get into another
problem. Antoine, like, I came into this room and I was completely on your side. Last time we were in the studio, I was completely on your side.
You on Blake's side?
You don't think it's like a little too much? You don't think in any way you're overestimating them?
I won't be mad if we don't win.
You have the third best odds apparently, so you probably should be.
No, I won't be upset.
So then, how do you have the third best odds?
No, okay, because you'll win it 1 year, but this year.
I love hearing that.
We'll win it 1 year.
Sorry, continue.
You have a very high possibility of winning it 1 year, but I wouldn't say you have a good one this year.
Your midfield's actually dookie. Like, if we're being so honest.
I actually like when people say that. Because they don't... Like, Aaron said the same
Dios
thing.
Mio.
Aaron said the same thing. Like, yeah. He's a Dortmund fan.
Yeah.
He said our midfield is trash, and then we ran circles around them.
Your midfield is just...
What the fuck?
There's just... There's no...
Game dropping everyone this pod.
Your buddy is the... Harvey Pinard? I don't know why I keep wanting to say that.
No, your homework for next episode is to actually learn his name. His full name.
That's a Montreal Canadian player. That's why I kept saying... Harvey Pinard. That's why, because I knew... But... You're
yeah,
like, who? I'm gonna check. Who's starting your midfield against?
He's only told you about 10 times.
No, against Dortmund.
It was Zaire,
Vitinha, Ugarte. It's good.
Vitinha, man of the match,
solid.
By the way. Vitinha, man of the match,
it's
by
solid.
The way.
What am I saying right now? Am I saying it's bad?
Because you said the midfield is dookie. And then,
I'm saying it's
and
solid.
And then players over
it's,
our star
it's,
players
it's
are
It's definitely
the
better
match.
Than Dortmund's. Brandt, Emre Can, Sabitzer. Kind of mid.
Very mid.
Dortmund's fallen off.
Does this midfield... We already established not as good as Arsenal's. Not as good as City's. Not as good as Madrid's. Not as good as Pedri or Gavi. In that midfield.
I don't want to say anything crazy again because you guys...
Do it. Oh, yeah. Ugarte and Vitinha are better than Pedri and Gavi?
No, I think...
Dios mío.
Never mind.
Nah, do it.
I actually think that, but I'm going to get...
No. Do it.
No,
I think Zaire Emery is better than... not Pedri, than Gavi.
Ay, Dios mío.
I actually think
that. Dios mío. We need to stop him.
I can't answer that.
How old is Gavi?
Gavi is a year older. I think he's
18.
Or
18.
Maybe 2 years older.
Yeah, so in
he's
2 years, I think in 2 years...
We're not talking
the level
about.
Of Zaire Emery is going to be twice the level Gavi's at right now.
Yeah, again, I don't watch either one enough, but that's like me being like, you know, like Evan Ferguson... Loki just might be as good as Haaland in 2 years.
It's just not, though. Like,
I got my issues with Gavi. I think he's a little overrated.
I think he's very overrated. Not just a little.
Anyway, you want to talk about United?
We can dip into it a little bit.
You don't have to.
Stories came out today about, let me pull it up, that Jadon Sancho has been banished from the Manchester United squad.
Bro's not even allowed to enter into the dining hall.
Yep. He's not allowed to eat with the first team. He's not allowed to be in anywhere around them. He's not allowed to train with them, obviously. And the other day, the night of our Champions League, big return of the Champions League against Bayern Munich, he was seen playing FIFA until 3 a.m.
Good lad.
Until 3 a.m.
Good lad.
Just him on pro clubs, man. It's kind of ridiculous what's going on with him. Anyone saying, though, that Ten Hag's in the wrong for that, I violently disagree.
I don't think he is.
I don't think he is either.
I think there's other things that can be broken down a little bit into not about the Sancho thing, but about
Eric Ten Hag wanted to get rid of both Harry Maguire and Jadon Sancho this past summer window. Like, that's been reported. That's like a reliable news story. Like, that definitely happened. Harry Maguire had a deal arranged to go to West Ham. £30 million. I was so happy. We had Benjamin Pavard on his way to the airport to come to Manchester and be his replacement. We can't agree a severance package for Harry Maguire. So he stays. And now, 2 weeks later, he's causing shit in the England squad. His mom is posting on social media about how, I can't believe anyone's son has to go through this kind of abuse that my dear Harry has to go through.
My dear Harry is crazy. My dear Harry.
She might have said that word for word, actually. The point is, because we didn't sell him, he's causing shit in the media, and that worsens the dressing room atmosphere. Jadon Sancho, we wanted to listen to offers for him, but our stupid-ass board of directors couldn't find a suitable buyer, and so he stayed, and now, 2 weeks after the window ends, he's doing this. Ten Hag wants to replace both of them, but he can't because of the people above him, and you can see in front of your eyes how United's faltering because of it. Go ahead.
Didn't you want Sancho in the first place? Wasn't that like a really big signing for y'all?
Oh, massively. Jadon Sancho came. Thing is with Jadon Sancho, right? You kind of, United has this tendency of bringing out the bad side, not just in players on the field, but just people in general.
Well, especially their wingers.
Yeah. I mean that in many ways.
Even Giggsy.
Can you put my levels down a little bit too?
I agree. Julian, I agree with you, but I also think that this goes with the fact that, like, I'm gonna say it because we always say it, but Sancho is a professional footballer. This guy's getting paid hundreds of thousands of pounds a week, and like, if you're trying to force through an off like something, and it's just, I think the whole thing's a shit show, and I just think the way that Sancho's going about it is very wrong, but also, yes, you can blame the club as well. But I think it's not just down to the club for these issues. I think it's the player's attitude.
So again, like the dressing room atmosphere of Manchester United still has, like, you guys remember 2 years ago when it was like absolutely toxic in the dressing room, right? We still have 15 players here employed from that season. We have 6 players from the Mourinho era still in the squad. And 4 from Louis van Gaal's.
That's great. That's actually insane.
We've had like zero turnover, and not just in the past Arsenal have 2 years, like not two just in the past
left
four.
From, Arsenal have like 2 players left.
Thing is with Mikel Arteta, right? Mikel Arteta, you know 100%. If Mikel Arteta doesn't want a player in his squad, your directors are going to go out and they're either going to find a buyer for them, they're going to sell them, they're going to release them, they're going to send them out on loan, or in the case of Nicolas Pepe, they're just going to just get him out, whatever. We don't even need any money for it. Just get him out. That's not the case with Eric Ten Hag. He had to start Johnny Evans on the weekend. If you're Harry Maguire, you just got stripped of your captaincy in the summer. You're literally told by Ten Hag to your face that you are surplus to requirements, that you are no longer on the squad, and West Ham are calling and they're ready to buy you. 2 weeks later, you're coming off the bench against Arsenal at the Emirates. And you're surprised that it's going this badly? You really are? Again, in the case with Jadon Sancho,
the things with Man United is we bring out the worst in people. Sancho had some disciplinary issues back in his youth. Yeah. That's why he left City. But a couple of years in the warm Dortmund environment, we all kind of forgot about that, right? Nobody brought up Jadon's bad attitude when he moved to United. Nobody. 2 years later, look at it now. Look at it now. One of the, like, all-time flops I've seen. I was watching highlights of him back from his Dortmund days the other day. Completely different player. Completely. Just not just in terms of like I swear I look at him and he's like lost the ability to dribble, but also just like the effort he puts in. Like, he looks skinnier. He looks lively. I don't see that in Jadon Sancho anymore. But yeah, man. Remember, like, it was a year and a half ago, Ralf Rangnick literally in a presser said that Man United needs open heart surgery. And that, like, we need to, like, get rid of 10 players.
He's right, though. But you love bringing
that. That we need to, like, get rid of 10 players and we need, like, to completely revamp the squad. Ralf Rangnick was staying as a coach for 6 months and then he was supposed to go as, like, a consultant. Like, he was supposed to stay at the club. Like, he was still supposed to be here right now. But instead of listening to him, the club and the Glazers said, we're not going to do what you want to do. So we're going to, like, we're not going to let you talk to Erik ten Hag, our new manager, and you're just going to leave. So Erik ten Hag did such a good job last year. This is why I said he's worked miracles, because he inherited the most, like, toxic United side I've ever seen in my life, anyone's ever seen in their lives. And he brought them to a trophy. He brought them to a top three finish. And he did very well. But now, since it's been a year, the players are comfortable. Their true sides are coming out. Roy Keane had a quote the other year. He said, leopards don't change their spots. And, well, he's right. I'm making a video on this topic, so I'm, like, very fluid on all this. But anyways,
well, brother,
I think they're just. I also think that you said it's the, what's the word? It's the incompetency of the higher ups, and I think that you can sort of compare it in a way. I'm not comparing it one for one.
Like, I'm sorry to interrupt, but, like, you make fun of, like, Miles is the first to say it. Bring out the Norwich scarves, lads. You guys get annoyed when you talk about the Glazers, but. Do you think we're wrong?
No, this is why I'm changing. I told you on Monday after the. I told you on Wednesday after the game. What am I gonna do? I'm not gonna poke fun at them as much anymore. Mm-hmm. And right now, I'm trying to say, is that you? I'm not, like I said, I'm not comparing this directly with the same issue with Arsenal, but I also think Sorry, I just hit my mic. Let me ask you this: do you think it also could be down to the Glazers being afraid to take that step forward and just gash the whole thing up? Because Arsenal, we had this issue where we go, holy shit, we have a big deal on problem. It's not going to look pretty for at least a year or two, but we have to get through it. And then when we get through it, it'll be okay. I don't think it could take two or plus years for Man United, but do you think that the Glazers are scared to take that step forward and make that movement that it's completely just, this guy's gone, this guy's gone, this guy's gone. We're bringing in youth players. We're bringing in shitty players to fill the void. Like, what do you think of that?
So, Miles, very great point, and that's the obvious thing to do. I've been asking that for 5 years now. Why don't they just rip it all up? The thing is, you're not thinking like the Glazers. The first question, if you're Joel or Ivan Glazer, the first question you get in your mind is, what is the best option financially? The thing is with replacing players is, yes, it'll improve the squad, it'll make it better, it'll improve atmosphere, but it's expensive. That's why Harry Maguire didn't go.
True.
We wanted to give him like a £6 million severance package. He wanted 10 million. And because of that, we still have this Deadwood. And who knows when he's going to go now. That's why. It's expensive. We could have, like, and he's not the first one that's done this, right?
Yeah.
The thing is with United is we suck at finding players to sell. Like, Donny van de Beek is still on our records,
I
guys.
I forgot about
Donny
that,
van de Beek
man.
Has not
you
played
also,
a game
your recruitment's terrible.
Absolutely. As
but
well.
That's not... That's also on. That's something to, not just the Glazers' fault. Your recruitment has been horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
So many failed signings.
So many.
So, there is something to say about that. But yes, you do just need to sell shop. But money exists and greed exists
and there are reasons that, like, we recruit so badly. Every single bad thing that you say about United, it comes back to the Glazers. And, like, it's annoying. And I know, I'm going to sit here every week and I'm going to say it. And Ma's going to get annoyed at me. And you're going to say, bring up the Norwich Scarves, lads.
I'm not.
Maybe I will next week. Who knows? But if you're in charge of a business, everything going wrong in that business is down to you. And their business is doing terribly. And it's nearly been 11 months, lads, since they said that they were going to sell. And I don't even know what's going on with that anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where's Hugo Lloris right now?
He's in Tottenham still.
That's what I thought.
Who is?
Lloris.
Yeah.
Hugo.
I was wondering, do you guys want to cover Chelsea?
Nah.
Nah.
We've been going for a while. We're at 106. Like, true. I think we're...
Should Bully go? Or should Bully go? Like, he's going to get fired.
No.
No, it's just like, I was interested because Chelsea... Where was it? Something perked my ears about it. Oh, actually, it's nothing new. It's just about how shit they are. But it's also like,
that's crazy.
I don't know. I think with every, you know what it is? No, you know what it is? After every loss, there's a new stat that comes out that just amazes me even more.
Yeah.
Like a new thing. And it's like, oh my God. Like, do you know that Leicester City have scored more goals in the calendar year of 2023 in the Premier League than Chelsea. And not to mention, Chelsea have been in the Premier League for 2 seasons in the year of 2023, or have played the full year through all the way up to October, and Leicester have only played through May, and they're right now in the Championship doing God knows what. God knows
they're actually cooking the Championship.
Are they?
They're going to set like
best
the points
start,
record.
Best start since...
Okay.
I mean... I would hope so.
Yeah.
Come on.
But I mean,
they have the best
like,
start in the of relegated teams in like the championship since like
Erling Haaland has scored more goals than Chelsea have in
that one's bad.
A long time. That and Chelsea, if they don't can someone can we get a do we
Haaland
know when
has
does Chelsea when does,
half the
when does Chelsea next play? Can you give me a date?
Well, they play Arsenal in a few weeks. I know that.
No, I just
so
need
they
like
have
the
a
next,
few
I need just the next game that they're playing.
So I was listening to So
well, because well I just want to make Sunday. A point is that Chelsea haven't scored a goal this month and it's the classic funny
so
they play Monday so they
month?
Won't. They play Monday. Monday's is October 2nd so they won't.
So they didn't score a goal this month.
No, I think
so
they
play next against
they didn't, brother.
Fulham. I just said it Monday.
Yeah, they play against Fulham and then Burnley and then they hit a really tough spell.
Oh my God, they didn't score a goal.
Yeah, bro. I'm who and then Somebody said, oh, what goal are they going to score? Or sorry, what goal are they going to... They might have to use a goal from training for their goal of the month, even if they did score in training, which I don't know about that either. No,
usually
so.
What happens is they post a woman's goal.
True.
That's like a good...
Well, it would usually be it's like vote, and it's like a mix of the men's, the youth, the women's.
Exactly.
Just the youth.
So we'll never
the women
have that
now,
anymore. Yeah. So after... So starting from October 21st, these are Chelsea's fixtures.
Oh, God. Oh, well, they have Sheffield coming up soon, right? But sorry, go ahead.
Arsenal at home. Brentford at home. Tottenham away. City at home. Newcastle away. Brighton at home.
Jesus.
United away.
All success.
And then they go Everton, Sheffield United, Wolves, Crystal Palace, Luton. So they have like a really good
Crystal
really
Palace will
terrible
be a good
run.
Game, by the way. Wait, is it Crystal Palace home or away?
Home.
Crystal Palace home.
Oh. But I mean, sorry, does home even matter? Like the fans are so lost on this team already. Like what like
does
Poch the
get
home
sacked
and away too? Effect the home and away effect doesn't mean shit.
Oh, yeah. Poch gets sacked, guys. By
Oh my God. It is such
by
a
December 6th. Like yeah, that's
absolutely.
A good like
by the new
that's
year.
A good like month and a half. That's like 6 weeks. We're straight. Like they may be in the relegation zone by December.
Yeah,
they seriously could be, because if they don't get their shit together by the Burnley game, and that's Burnley away, Burnley are gonna get better. They have trouble scoring goals now, but eventually they're gonna start going in.
They're solid.
You guys want a new player
back.
To watch your radar? Zeki Amdouni.
I thought you were going to say
Coleocho.
Like Coleocho.
I guess.
Oh my God. On
he's so good.
On what's it called?
And Lyle Foster, yeah. too.
And
I was
going to
say Lyle Foster, the South
so
African.
Good. They're all like that three, they're good.
Nah, but Toulouse would beat them, though.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, he's so for real.
I think.
Let's finish this off. Are we done? Are we happy?
Right. I don't.
Wait, I want to do like an FPL roundup.
Yes, we
should.
Yes.
Miles,
no,
you're
no,
second.
No, no, no,
you're second.
No, no,
you're
Miles.
Second, Miles.
Miles, Boss had an amazing week.
He's second in the.
I've had
in
a terrible.
Amazing
week.
And terrible at the same time, Miles.
Yeah.
My cousin, my no, it was my friend. He texted me.
You're last now. You're poverty.
I'm last now? Wait, poverty. I'm second? Oh, wait, let's talk about FPL. Fuck you.
You could have leapfrogged to first this week.
Literally, week and fourth. I have you quoted as, so Miles is 30 points apart from Antoine. You could never catch up for me, and I
Yeah, you won't, but like.
So, but before this weekend, the standings were Antoine first. No, you were first. Me first, then Antoine, then Blake, then Miles. Now it's Antoine, Miles, Blake, and then
this
me.
Is like, this is like a four. FIFA group stage.
I'm going to be so honest. Chilwell's so gone.
I sold take him. Every oh, Chelsea player. Take every
gone.
Chelsea player out of
brother,
your team.
My whole team is gone. I'm doing wild card.
No, no yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I'm doing wild card. The whole team is down.
Antoine, they don't know when the teams play two teams at a time. They don't know.
Malik. They don't know.
Oh,
about
of
those
course
ones.
I know. Of course, I brought
okay,
in.
Well, Blake doesn't.
I brought in a Burnley player for nothing.
What are you? What are you talking about me?
Nothing.
You were in last for the whole. You're don't.
Where are
this
you
guy,
now?
Where this guy you? Literally could have been in first, but he didn't
Dude,
play properly.
So
he, like, don't talk to me, bro.
I'm just saying, there's a. We told you about this, and you go really? Like you, I just. Miles
51 points this week. That is.
51's actually disgusting.
Terrible. Okay, but in my defense,
absolutely terrible.
Matoma and Botman have been off form in the past couple weeks. Stop it. You would have. I think if
Matoma
you had
I would have what
Matoma against Bournemouth and
is,
Botman against Sheffield
is
like
crazy.
That is a big fuck up. I won't lie. I don't even
Guys,
know why
I sold Saka and kept Rashford.
See, and that's just negligence.
And I sold Rashford and kept Bruno.
That's just
fuck
luck.
It
that's
up.
Just
the fact
luck.
That you have Bruno in your team.
Bruno's actually terrible. We want to talk about someone who's really overrated is Bruno Fernandes.
He has good technique.
Why? I don't know what he does. I like Odegaard.
You don't know what he does.
Odegaard is so astronomically clear.
No, bro. Just because he's prettier than Bruno doesn't make him better.
He is.
But he does everything better. Bruno has a better shot. That's
just
it.
Just because he's a better technique doesn't mean it's actually better.
Better pass, better dribbler, faster, probably stronger on the ball, better defender.
Stronger on the ball.
What Bruno has not. Bruno has shown me he can hit a volley. He showed me he can hit a volley
I'm
from over his head.
Well, Julian would have Onana in his team too.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, Onana got
you
points.
He got a lot of points.
Yeah, 7 points this week.
True.
Yeah, but did you get? You got dominated by Burnley.
But you know who got more? You know who got more goalkeeper points this week?
Burnt Leno. You got and exactly. You guys keep yelling at me. But what? He's performing.
If I'm not mistaken,
say
I think
it.
He's the highest
point earning goalie. Yeah.
In the game.
Ja. Look what happened. Look who's the mastermind. Who know? Want to know why I know goalies so well? I wonder why.
Didn't you sell him?
Because no, I would never sell my boy. But do you want to know why I know goalies so well? Because I would have made it pro. I would have made it pro if I was 6'2". If I was 6 foot, I'm going pro, 100%.
Wow,
your handling said otherwise.
See, the thing is about PSG take and all that shit's crazy, but. That right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, he's first. Leno first.
So, wow.
Who's your sub keeper?
Ariola.
And Ariola second.
Yeah. You hear that? Fucking respect me.
So
fucking
Miles,
he has stood up in the studio, ladies
fucking
and gentlemen.
Respect me.
So Miles was on for one of the best.
I know.
I think he would have gotten like one of the best.
Would have been featured probably
in the world.
Yeah.
He probably would have been featured on the FPL Twitter. Yeah, like in history. But instead, he left Ederson on the bench for 6 points, Botman on the bench for 12 points, Matoma on the bench for 14 points, and left in Saliba for 1, Ward-Prowse for 2, and Areola for 2.
So he could have had. I did the calculation.
The Ward-Prowse one.
He could have had 107 points.
The Ward-Prowse one is a bad one, but the other ones are like.
The other one's not as egregious.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't
know. Ward-Prowse against
Matoma?
Liverpool?
What did I just
or
say?
Or Areola
what
over
did
Ederson?
I just say? I just said the Ward-Prowse one. That's understandable. That's my mistake.
And why Saliba?
Because Saliba is fucking a good center back,
but
bro.
It's against Tottenham.
So that's where he shows his most class against the big teams.
Yeah, but
versus Botman against Sheffield.
Bro? How's he beating me? No, I'm activating the wild card.
And then
right
Areola
now.
Versus Liverpool versus Ederson versus.
I just
Nottingham
said
Forest?
I'm very sorry. I will never do it again.
I have 2 free transfers. Who's leaving?
Okay, guys.
Are you doing them now?
Yo, Chilwell.
Are you doing them now?
Yeah, well, I'm doing
You're
one.
So
I need major. To replace Chilwell because he's terrible. For who?
My whole team's gone. My whole team
Ooh.
Is
Are you actually wildcarding?
Okay, yeah, can I
Dude,
can
I have 3
Can I end the pod?
Right
I'm going to cut all you guys talking out about FPL.
Yeah, let's end
no,
the pod.
No. I mean, you guys like talk doing
No,
well.
Let's
Who
end the pod. We've
yeah,
been going for an hour.
Okay.
It's been a good one.
All right, guys. Oh, somebody else end it off.
All right, I'll end it. It's been a fun one. We had a lot of talking today. Like it was good conversation. It was not just normal roundup. I think we did a nice little change.
We saw Antoine get mad.
I think this is the way we go. Like we gotta round up some stuff sometimes, but I think this is where we shine when we just talk about. We know football enough to chat our shit and back it up. Yeah. So it's been a pleasure as always, from Blake to Antoine to Julian to the producer Miles.
Of course.
We thank you all for listening. We will see you all very soon. We out.
See ya.
Peace.